The operation were sponsored by the Christian Blind Mission in collaboration with South Sudan National Ministry of Health. Dr. Albino Nyabong, who carried out the surgery, say he operated 222 trauma patients at the POC site over the past 2 weeks.
When I came, I was shocked by the conditions I got here. The level of blindness is so high. We got the trachoma. It's so much actually endemic in this region and mostly among children. Also, cataract is so common.
Trachoma is a bacterial infection that affects the eye, leading to loss of sight. Dr. Nyabong say poor sanitation is to blame for the frequency of trachoma cases in United States.
When you are not getting clean water to wash and to shower, the eye gets infected, and it also started in early childhood with frequent or recurrent infection from time to time. Over time, with the severity of the infection, the lashes turn in. Then they start rubbing on the cornea, on the globe. And that actually created a lot of infection, pain, sensitivity to light. Then now it attracts flies because there's a lot of discharge in the eyes.
According to the World Health Organization, the trachoma is a contagious and is spread through contact with the eye, eyelid, and nose, or throat traction of infected people. Clement Kwan Lam is one of the beneficiaries of the pre-eye surgeries. Lam say he has been blind for the past 6 years. He say he has made several attempts to seek for treatment.
In 2021, I went to Khartoum looking for operations. I was given appointments by a doctor that I should come back. I would have go back this year. When Khartoum crisis happens, there was no alternative. Until God opened way, the doctor have come here.
Banja Daniel is a trachoma program manager at the Christian Blind Mission, which sponsored the surgeries. He say his group plan to conduct more surgeries in 7 counties of Unity State over the next several months.
The whole of Unity State, we have a backlog of over 16,000 people who need surgery. With the support from CBM to the Minister of Health, there is a reduction by 17.4% from the 16,000. Meaning, Minister of Health, with the support, has been able to operate closely to 3,000 patients.
The chairperson of Internet Displaced Person sheltering at the POC site, Shab Ungwit, say she is working with other community to create an awareness about eye disease in United States.
Our social mobilizer go door to door to make sure that everyone got the information. And the cases about eyes, when you look at it, it's everyone will to go back to their daily routine to go and, you know, seeing again, it's never easy. That's why we sometimes call it a miracle. Everyone wanted to be part of that miracle.
Dr. Nyabong say eye cataract are also common among internet displaced persons in United States. For BOA News, I'm Liel Nyajua, reporting from Bintu, United States.